I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mental Health Monday is an informational podcast and should not be used to replace the specialized training and professional judgment of a healthcare or mental health care professional. Mental Health Monday can't be held responsible for the use of the information provided. Please always consult a trained mental health professional before making any decision regarding treatment of yourself or others. Self-help information and podcasts and information on the internet is useful, but it's not always a substitute for professional assistance. Unless otherwise noted, guests of Mental Health Monday are not doctors or licensed in any way. Our hope is to make a connection with you and be more open and honest about everyone's mental health. Enjoy the podcast. Hey, what's up? And thanks for checking out another Mental Health Monday. My name is Riggs from Riggs and Alley on 103.7 KISS FM in Milwaukee. I do the morning show and also this Riggs Off the Radio podcast that you've either subscribed to or you've come across on the internet somehow. Either way, if you haven't, click subscribe. And if you like what you've been hearing, do me a favor and kick me a rating or a little review after you listen. And feel free to listen to past episodes of Mental Health Monday, where we've talked about depression, anxiety, we've talked about PTSD, suicide survivors as well. This week, we're talking to a friend of mine, another discussion. We're not doctors this week, we're just dudes. This week, I want to introduce you to my friend Sam. I met Sam. He was an intern for the morning show probably 4 years ago, I want to say, at KISS FM with Ali and I. Sam was always a hard worker. He's got a really keen eye for photography, a creative guy. And recently, he started a website called 44millionplus.com, which is significant of the 44 million plus people in the United States that suffer or deal with a mental illness every single year. As soon as I saw him put this up, I immediately thought, awesome, somebody else starting a mental health conversation. This is awesome. Then I was like, wait a minute, that's Sam. I know him. I want to put him on my podcast. I didn't know that Sam dealt with OCD and anxiety and depression. This was fascinating to me how he brought this website to be, so I really wanted to get his story and bring him on as a guest for Mental Health Monday. I've been on his podcast before, so I should bring him on mine. Let's meet this week Sam Kierkegaard for Mental Health Monday.
So this is the first time I think I've ever been a guest on a podcast.
Really?
Or just generally. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You had a podcast and you had me on as a guest. Mm-hmm. And you've hosted several other ones that you've brought people on, but never been a guest. So look at this.
Yep, this is the first, I think.
I wanted to bring you on because I saw that you had also started a pretty serious conversation about mental health as well with your 44 million plus website.
Yes.
Is that something you started on your own?
It's been a long process. I guess I should explain what it is first.
Yes, 44 million plus represents...
The 44 million or over 44 million Americans who are affected by mental health conditions every year.
Uh-huh.
So I figured it was a fitting title because it was a project that I wanted to be like more of a community and all-encompassing of not just one specific mental illness, but everybody. I wanted to blend like stuff that I love to do, which is video and photography, and combine that with stories, which is what we do. So I go out, take some pictures of this whoever the subject is for that day, and they write a little excerpt about pretty much whatever they want.
Sure. What they've gone through, what they're suffering with. That's how you've had J Matt, who was a guest on our podcast.
Yep. He's on KISS FM.
Who's suffered with depression and suicide ideation as well.
I had him on. I had a girl named Melina who suffers with, she was in an abusive relationship and suffers with like panic and anxiety.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine, Lauren, who recently got diagnosed with OCD, but it's open to everybody. So if you ever want to
share your story, be open with it.
If you're comfortable with it, a lot of people are comfortable, I found, telling me specifically. They're like, oh, I saw a cool story on 44 million plus, but they're not ready yet.
Yeah.
Which is completely fine. And I understand. I was there for a long time.
Yeah. Because the latest one was you.
Yes, it was me.
Yeah. I didn't know you suffer with OCD and some other mental illnesses as well.
So. Yeah, all my life. My backstory is I was diagnosed formally with OCD when I was 12.
Okay.
And most of my childhood was pretty much that was just having OCD.
Now, OCD, obsessions and compulsions. Do you remember what your obsessions and compulsions were? Because we've had a doctor on in the past talking about how it's kind of both.
Yeah.
What were yours? Do you remember?
I still deal with it now, but...
Yeah, or what are they, I guess?
So, mine tend to be... When I was younger, I didn't have as good a grasp on it, so I had more compulsions. I used to lick my fingers and do this.
Oh, yeah.
Over and over again, I had scars on my face.
Oh, yeah. A lot of kids will do that. They'll bite their upper lip or just mouthing stuff.
Yeah. But most of... I wouldn't go on grass because I was afraid it had some sort of chemical on it that would kill me.
Really? When you were a child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't go.
Right.
I can't go now. Don't take me on the grass.
Don't take me on the grass. No. It puts into perspective a mental illness because... right now, we can joke about not being able to go on the grass.
Yeah, but sounds ridiculous.
But at that point in your mind, something was telling you, I can't go on this grass. Something's going to happen. I talked to another guy that thought that by smelling marijuana around his friends, he thought he was going to get a contact high and get drug tested.
I still think that, too, yeah.
He's like, I'm going to get trouble. I'm going to get arrested. They're going to know I was smoking pot. I was around people that were smoking pot. It gets out of control. Your mental illness can go cuckoo.
It can. If you
don't get it under, lasso it up.
Yeah, It was crazy because, I would, touch someone or whatever and just be washing my hands for, an hour.
Yeah.
Because, I felt like I couldn't get them off of my...
Right. It was taking over your life.
Yeah. What it is and still is now is that I have more obsessive thoughts. So,
But negative, positive things?
It's always negative.
Always
it's
negative?
Never positive.
Right.
Yeah. I wish it was positive. Yeah. I'd be living a lot better life right now.
Right.
They're never pleasant. They're, really dark thoughts, killing people and stuff like that.
Jeez, yeah.
And you go down the whole rabbit hole, and I think recently, seeing a therapist and stuff like that, I've kind of I've been off and on seeing therapists for ever.
Yeah.
But,
medication?
Don't like the idea of it.
Yeah. Would you be open to it if it would make you?
I have tried it before.
Okay.
But,
you didn't like the way it made you feel?
It wasn't so much that. It was I felt for my specific situation, now there are a lot of mental illnesses out there where it's necessary,
depression is one big one. Yeah, anxiety
and with a plethora of other things. You can't just be rolling on medication. You need to go see a therapist or do other stuff.
Right,
it's a combination of stuff.
Of course,
yeah. But
there's no magic pill to make it all go away.
Exactly.
I wish there was. But
yeah,
unfortunately, that's not the case.
And that's kind of why I don't go down that route is because to me, for OCD, for anxiety, for depression. Medication is kind of like a Band-Aid. You have a massive gash on your arm, mm-hmm. and you just put a Band-Aid over it. And then when you take the Band-Aid off, the cut's still there. So you got to figure out, how do I deal with the cut
mm-hmm.
instead of hiding it?
Yeah.
Which is kind of if you just take medication for an extended period of time and don't do any therapy and don't, work on anything, you're not really developing and changing anything.
Once
you're off the medication, you're back to square one again.
Yeah.
To me, it's more about developing the skills that I can use to
cope.
Yeah, cope
so what
and
if,
navigate it.
Yeah,
because
what
it,
if,
it's
what
a
have
part
you,
of me.
Yeah, what have you done? Some people do physical fitness. Some people do that. Some people do art, writing, journaling.
I exercise. I see a therapist, regularly.
Yeah,
I think that's really an important part and a massively overlooked part is figuring out how to navigate it. And I think a lot of people, myself included. When I was dealing with mental illness at an early age, I was I felt kind of I was fighting it. I got to figure out how to navigate with it.
Yeah.
Instead of just clashing with it all the time.
Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of the route I took.
So where do you see this, your website, the 44 million plus, where do you see that going? Do you want to take that to a national level? Do you want to keep it local in Milwaukee or?
I didn't set any parameters on it. I'm not I'm going to post on it every week or something. It's kind of just when someone comes to me with a story and they're comfortable sharing. And because when I was growing up, I wasn't able to talk about it with anybody. And mm-hmm. I felt real alone. I just felt I was this weird monster who was thinking about killing his parents on a daily basis for no reason. And I felt like a terrible person.
Right.
And I didn't have anyone to really talk about it with or empathize with because I didn't know anyone that was dealing with any sort of mental illness or at least was open to talk about it. So I wanted to start at least a community in place where people can put there's a face to that story. It's not just some blogger on the internet. It's there's a human being right there and I can see that.
I ask everybody, every man on my Mental Health Monday podcast, why do you think that men are so bad about talking about their mental health?
I think it's just, it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
I think, to be honest, I am a more effeminate man, I think,
right?
than most men. Like, I'm not out there like, I don't even know how masculine men are, but I'm not that type of guy, you know?
Right.
So I find it a lot easier to talk about it because I'm much more of an emotional person. I
sure.
think partially because of my mental illness stuff, but I'm like much more connected with that side of me where I like to relate with people,
yeah.
you know, and stuff like that. So I think it's just males got to be this strong-headed,
yeah. sure.
head of the household, which in 2018 is kind of ridiculous.
Right.
But
I know so many women that are heads of household.
Yeah.
And I know stay-at-home dads, dude.
Yeah.
Too. But it's the thing. I think guys also have the preconceived notion that, like, OCD, that's a chick thing. Anxiety. Girls get anxiety. I don't get anxiety. I think so.
Wow.
I've heard from guys. I don't personally think that. I've just heard that from men. Like, oh, OCD, that's a chick disease. Or anxiety, that's something that girls
I've
get.
I've never heard that
before. You've never heard that before?
No. I've Maybe it's because I have OCD and people know. So
right.
say it to me.
No, well, nobody would say that
it's
to you.
It's a chick thing, man.
Right?
Oh, no.
It's more of a chick disease.
Yeah. Dang it. Oh, I hate when that happens.
I'm glad that you're very open about it, though. It's refreshing to hear people and everybody that I talk to that is just open about it because
yeah.
you're not ashamed of it. You're not embarrassed about it.
No, and you shouldn't be.
No. And
yeah.
anybody listening that thinks they have something like that has to know that they're not alone. There's other people like that out there.
Yeah.
That are suffering with the same thing or not. I shouldn't say suffering, that are dealing and managing the same issues, similar
yeah.
issues.
Yeah, it's not something, you know, there'll still be weeks and stuff where I, you know, have bad weeks and,
sure.
and you know.
What brings you out of that when you get in those moments, when you feel the OCD coming back,
I
feel like the anxiety creeping up on you?
You know, the weird thing about it is, like, it's so every day to me at this point.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, today, I they're not full-fledged panic attacks, but they're, you definitely feel it. Because it's never about anything rational. Because stress and anxiety are, like, two different things. Like,
right.
I'm not like, oh, man, this test, I'm getting really stressed about
sure.
it. Like, you know what is stressing you out. Anxiety is more like, I'm standing here at a restaurant. There's nothing happening, but for some reason, I'm like feeling really anxious.
You're physically uncomfortable.
For no reason.
Right.
I'm just here. I don't know why it's happening. So
yeah.
like some breathing techniques, like I can get to the point now where I'm like, I can feel a panic attack coming on and I can kind of like cut it off before it gets to a full fledged, like I can't move my hands and stuff
yeah.
and I can't see.
Yeah.
Like I can cut it off at a certain point and just kind of relax myself a little bit and
yeah.
kind of, you know, grab the reins. But yeah, I think it's just about, I don't know, love is a strong word, but like learning to love the ebbs and flows of having a mental illness. It's like being in a relationship, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's not always going to be great, but
yeah.
you still got to love yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you still got to care. So,
yeah.
you know, I have some dark weeks and even months sometimes, but it's kind of par for the course. I kind of like how I think differently than a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of that kind of stuff. And
you almost see it as an advantage, kind of.
Kind of
helps you a little bit.
Yeah. I think.
As debilitating as it can be sometimes.
Yeah, as awful
right?
as it can be. You got to see the bright side of it sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think faster than people a lot of the time. You know, I do improv stuff and I just like, I can just rattle it off because like there's always stuff going on in my mind. I'm like so quick in there.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's happening at once.
You were an intern for us at KISS and I could tell that about you. You were very,
yeah.
very high energy.
You can just think really fast.
Yeah.
And
you're a creative.
Yeah, so I think it does have some. You gotta, you know, look at the benefits a little bit.
Yeah,
try
can't
to
be
at
all
least.
Can't be all doom and gloom all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Well, 44 million plus is the website. People can reach out to you there if they want
yes.
to. They can share their story. They can reach out, talk to you about your story,
yep.
read other people's stories,
yep.
and it's just another resource. And I'm glad that you're doing it, especially as a man.
Yeah,
being another voice in the male community, stepping out and being an advocate for mental health. So,
yeah.
thank you for
yeah,
doing that.
Thank you for having me,
and thanks for coming on the podcast.
Of course.
And let's high five for your first
right.
guest.
Yeah, woo.
Nice. Thanks again to Sam for coming on the podcast this week for Mental Health Monday. His website, 44millionplus.com. If you'd like to share your story with him, reach out to his website. You're somebody that struggled with depression or anxiety or any sort of mental illness and you've overcome it or you're still struggling with it and managing it today, share your story with Sam. Share your story with somebody. Talking always helps. Thank you again for checking out another Mental Health Monday. Next week, we hit up bipolar disorder. Ooh, yes, all the stigmas around bipolar disorder. We are bringing back to the podcast Dr. Jerry Halverson from Rogers Behavioral Health. We'll talk to him next week for Mental Health Monday. For Riggs Off the Radio, I'm Riggs. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome weekend, afternoon, morning, night, whatever you're doing, and make good life decisions.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.